banana Hannah.
Hannah.
Try the salami Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Here with the gravy Davy.
Davy.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Have a tomato Plato.
Plato.
That's what we call walk-up music. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Man, there's nothing like knowing where your food is coming from. And if you don't know where your food is coming from, that's called food insecurity. Well, we've made a connection with a community group that's making a difference in food and the other ways that people need support. The organization is called Integrated Family Community Services. And we have on the line this morning Allison Taggart. Hey, thanks for feeding all those hungry people, Allison. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been our pleasure to be able to respond in this pandemic.
How you're not just around for the pandemic. How long has Integrated Family Services been doing what they do?
We've been here for 56 years, where we serve the South Metro area, and our building's located in Inglewood.
Okay, 50-plus years of that means you've got some stuff figured out. My goodness.
That's right. That's right. Over the years, we've really been able to hone in on what's most important, and so today, that looks like food and financial assistance for those neighbors who are in need.
Now, you said you're serving the South Metro area. The organization is called Integrated Family Community Services, and our guest is Program Director Allison Taggart. How does it work? It's all about networks that fill your shelves and your account, and the networks to get the help out to the people. So, give us a couple of minutes on, how you gather up this food. I know food and resources come from donations and stores and bakeries and all that stuff, right?
That's correct. So we are so lucky to have such a supportive community here. And so prior to COVID-19, Food Drive supported our food market, local community groups, students at local schools, individuals in their neighborhood would collect food for us, and that would give us a great variety of product to be able to put on our shelf and give out to those who are in need. Post COVID-19, we've really been reaching out to other partners who are able to supply thousands of pounds of food so that we can meet the growing need. And so now we're ordering, soup by the pallet. So I'm talking about a 5-foot-high stack of food that we're giving out every week.
Are you really seeing the demand, the request for help increase? It's kind of statistical when we hear about it on the news, but you're on the front lines. Is your phone ringing?
Our phone is ringing off the hook, and we are receiving calls from folks who have never been in this situation before, people who aren't really sure what services are in the community to support them in their time of need. And so today we're hearing from folks who have been laid off, furloughed, want to save their cash for the rent or mortgage payment, are coming to us to get that food so that they can save their cash, and also coming to us so that maybe they don't have to visit the grocery store because it may not be the safest place for them right now.
Yeah, I know everybody's got masks and gloves, and hygiene is super, super important. But Allison, let me ask you just about that very sensitive interaction. It is a very humbling thing to ask for help and to ask for food. So do you work with communities of worship? Do people contact Integrated Family Community Services directly? That's a really sensitive conversation.
We're getting referrals from everyone. So it may be your pastor who you're close to is calling up and helping you through that process. Or you may be reaching out on your own via Facebook or just picking up the phone and dialing our number. And we want everyone to know when you call in, we are so happy to hear your voice. We are so glad that you found us. And we want to be here to help you in whatever capacity that is. And right now we're focusing on food. And so we want folks to know that there is no barrier. We have a couple questions, but not many, mostly because we want to keep in touch with you throughout the pandemic. But please, please, please just make that phone call. There's always a friendly voice on the other end, and we'll come alongside you in this process.
Allison Taggart with Integrated Family Community Services. Now I'll give the phone number and the website, and then I want to find out how we can help. You can reach them at 303-789-0501. Again, that's 303-789-0501. The website, really cool, all spelled out, O-N-E. That's One Can Feed. O-N-E. Can Feed. OneCanFeed.org. Great website there. And congratulations for being around, not just for 50 years, but like today, when the help is really needed. Kim, how do we pitch in? Does the website work for donations and people that that want to find out how they can, you know, drive for you or lift for you or, you know, bring down my forklift and move stuff for you? How can people help?
Yeah, so people definitely go to onecanfeed.org and you can contact us. Let us know how you would like to help. Right now, the number one need is cash donations so that we can continue to buy bulk food items to give out 10,000 pounds every week to those in need. And if you're also looking for information, head on over to One Can Feed and you can send us a quick message. You can give us a quick call and we'll let you know exactly what we're providing, how we're taking steps to keep you and your family safe and you know, the availability. So every week folks can come in if they need to.
Now, food donations are great, but cash donations, but these folks know how to spend a dollar and they're buying bulk. So consider that. The website is OneCanFeed, all spelled out, onecanfeed.org. The phone number, 303-789-0501. Allison Taggart with Integrated Family Community Services, serving the South Metro area here in Denver, Colorado, USA. Appreciate it, Allison. To all the folks that are working there, send our love and appreciation, because what you're doing is essential work.
Thank you so much. I will definitely share that message. Thanks for having us today.